Pats for more. Praise God. Thank you for that. Oh, God, you're wonderful, God.
Yes.
You are awesome, God. You're wonderful. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your word. Thank you. We believe, we trust, we acknowledge you, oh God. We praise you. You're holy. You're awesome, God. You're wonderful, God. You're a wonderful, awesome, gracious God. Where would we be without you and your love towards us? Oh God, we give you all the glory and praise for this wonderful day to celebrate, Father God, your coming and you're coming again. Oh God, we thank you. You're holy. We trust you. We abide in your word. We live in your word. We acknowledge your word. Thank you. Because why? You are a rewarder to those who diligently seek you. You are a rewarder. He's big on rewards. He's real big on rewards. We just want to thank God because he loves us so much. Even at the end of it all, he rewards us. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful Savior. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Praise you, Father God. Oh, Father God, I pray, Lord, that you use this vessel, Father God. Anoint, bless, keep, Father God, these under my voice, Lord. Speak to our hearts today. Oh, God, bless me behind this sacred desk and keep me, Lord, behind your cross. We love you, Lord. We honor you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord, for this time to acknowledge you. We trust you. And you said you will guide our footsteps. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to thank the minister and the deacons, and you, the saints, and members of this congregation that love on me, and not only me, but my family. I just thank you so, so, so much. You're so kind. I'd like to acknowledge the pastor and his wife that they may have a safe trip and God keep them where they are and bring them back safely to us. Oh, God, I thank you for the word. Come all ye faithful. Oh, come all ye faithful. Please stand as we read the word of God. It is out of your Bibles in Luke chapter 2, verses 7 through 20. It's on your prompter, but you have your Bibles. And you can repeat after me. This is my Bible. And I let it abide in me. I do what it says. Honor the Lord with by his word. Amen. It reads, and she bought her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels was gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said unto one another, let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard wondered at those things which was told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying God for all that the things that they have heard and seen as it was told them. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The background of this story, it says, it's from Isaiah. Isaiah and the prophets wrote about this order. And from Genesis to Revelations, there's a setup of getting the Son of God to come into this world and to take the punishment and die for our sins. Luke wrote to Thaddeus that the things that was going to take place by the apostles and the prophets, that the Son will come to the house of bread, and that he will, because David the king, and the Bethlehem is called the house of bread. Jesus says he is the bread that came from heaven. So from 42 generations, Christ came, and it was a message sent by the angels. A message that the angels came to Bethlehem to speak to, not to a king, not to politicians or the rich, but to shepherds. So the setup is, while Mary conceived, the same came to Caesar Augustus to tax everyone that was in the world. So Joseph was obligated to go to Bethlehem, Judea, to be taxed. So while in Bethlehem, Mary conceived her firstborn, lays him in a manger, so the gift is prepared. At the same time, God sends angels with this message to Jewish shepherds, and they're abiding in the field at night. It's amazing at work. They're working at night. But it's amazing when I'm at work how the Lord gives me a message or gives me a word. It just comes. So God gives a word to angels to give to these shepherds. You're doing a faithful job. You're working and staying on your job. God comes to those who are focused, hardworking people. You can ask Noah, Joseph, the prince, Joshua, David, Daniel, even Peter. God, those who are focused, those who are working hard, people that are occupied, God uses. But there's a difficult thing in believing. There's difficulty in believing. It was not easy for Joseph and Mary to believe. The very words of God defy logic. When God's word is spoken to man, man is in the dark. And his word brings light to dark situations. So what do you do in dark situations? You depend on the Holy Spirit to reveal your need for grace, his grace and his salvation. Obedience is connected to your belief. In Matthew's gospel, we see it's also in Matthew's gospels in chapter 1 and 2. King Herod believed, but his actions spoke different. He wanted to kill all the firstborn just to find Jesus. Have you ever met anyone that said they were a Christian, said that they believed, but their actions are totally different? Well, that was King Herod. He sought to kill all the firstborn. The wise men, obedient, was connected to their faith by avoiding King David and going the other way. So blessed are those who have not seen but believe. Your obedience and faith is connected to your response to what you cannot see. The Bible says man should always pray and not faint, but men will pray because the only time they pray is when they're in trouble. This is the duty of man, to believe God's word, to trust his word, not being forgetful hearers but doers of the work, to read the Bible and to meditate on the Bible. That is the man's duty. Joseph believed and did not put Mary away. They believed, Mary and Joseph believed and called his name Jesus. She believed the word of the shepherds. And as they came back, she told them, or she kept the word and pondered it in her heart, while others doubted and said, come on, man, are you really, you saw angels? But she believed the word. She believed the word that was given to her, even though she could not see it. But she needed reformation. She needed to understand why, but she was going through, because she was liable for being stoned. Being a virgin with a child, she could have been stoned. But by grace, we read in the book of Matthew again that Joseph was ordered to go down to Egypt. One of the things that saved her from Herod. The other thing was saved her from religious people that would have killed Jesus and Mary. Joseph's faith, one of the things of Joseph's faith is that he was a righteous man, righteous standing with religious people, but yet he still kept Mary. So it defies logic to obey God's word. Those who you know, if somebody really loves God and believes his word and has belief in his word, is that what he does. That it lines up to, well, you believe and you're good, this is what you do. It's his word. Well, that's why we need evangelists, preachers, and teachers to perfect our faith. This word perfected Mary's faith. And we have to fight the good fight of faith, because Satan comes immediately to steal the word of God. So the shepherds said, angels we have heard on high. Angels are ministering spirits. In Hebrews 1:6. And the angel said, who make his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. An archangel are lead angels. And Gabriel comes to these shepherds. Their words, actions, and positions are very presence of, and presence are powerful, more powerful than all the other angels. Well, in fact, Satan, he lost his power, which makes Gabriel and Michael much more powerful than Satan. Remember in the book of Daniel, fighting against the prince of Persia and prevail. And in the book of Jude, where they're fighting over Moses' body. And Michael says, the Lord rebuked you. So Satan could not use Moses' body to trip Israel. And we see that in the book of Revelations, where that's one of the things Satan wants to do, is get that nation and trip over that nation. But in Luke chapter 1, Mary says, how can this be, knowing I know not a man? But Gabriel, with a convincing word, tells Mary, you will have a child by the Holy Spirit. God sends angels to evangelize this message, giving Jesus this massive Christmas introduction. Today, in the city of David, a Savior is born. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard what God has in store for us. These little angels have word directly from heaven to the city of bread, which is the bread from heaven, is here. He is our peace, is the angel's message. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Although a king of the Jews, said by the wise men in Matthew, a message not just to Jews. This message is for the world, that he is our peace, which was King Herod's problem, thinking that there would be no king over him. So Jesus is not just a king for one nation, but he's King of Kings. And 1 Timothy 3:16, he was manifest in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed on among the nations, believed in the world, taken up in glory. So we have peace in him. When all around you is full of disturbance, full of distractions, full of disappointments, and you look for rest, you look for quietness, your mind and your body is racked with pain, whether emotional or physical. But he said to his disciples, peace I give to you, not as the world gives, but peace. We can't get the world, the peace from the world. Amen. We won't find it. We will find true peace only in Jesus. Amen. Whether you're in trouble or not, the right place to look always is in the Bible. The right place to look is always in prayer, is looking to Jesus. He says, look unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of my faith. So it's not what is this peace, but who is this peace? He is the Word of God. God gave us Christ, and he is our peace. And those whose mind is stayed on him will have perfect peace. He is our peace. He is our peace. And you trust in him, he will deliver peace. His word is peace. So why not most people, Christians, continually, 7 days, 24/7, focus on peace? I don't know why. But that is where we find our peace, our rest, is in the Word of God. Amen. He's the lifter of my head. The angels have words, not to the rich or to the righteous or the politicians of that day. Shepherds had the worst occupation, along with the tax collectors. No one wanted that job or wanted to do with anybody who had that job. But this job was sought after, to find the Lord. And that's what the shepherd's job was that night. God calls the poor, rich in faith. Shepherds that are in the city of that great shepherd, King David. So these shepherds did their job well. They were faithful, honest men. They were surrounded by thieves and robbers, because the scripture says that what good thing can even come out of Nazareth? The region was full of evil. But God, I like that, but God, in the midst of darkness, brings light, sends light, say light. That's an awesome creator. That now through him, we have peace. And we are created in Christ Jesus, because he's a wonderful creator. You may not be able to see the light of day in your darkness. It might be a dark time. It might be darkness on your job, at home. You're faithful, coming to church. You're giving, you're praying. But you go home and you still see the same thing. It has not changed. But lift up your head. He has reason for your darkness. How else will you know that you're called and chosen by God unless there's some work to do? The time is short. We have to get to work and guard our hearts and be diligent. These shepherds are watching over their flock. They're watching carefully. They're diligent people, diligent men. So God uses diligent people. God knew he could trust these men. He know you. He can trust you with his word. He know that he can trust you because you're seeking him. They were faithful over a few things. So he will make you ruler over many. So although these faithful shepherds feared by seeing an angel, which I believe all men in the presence of an angel feared, being a minister of flame and fire, well, you would fear. But these angels had a message. They said, fear not. To ease the heart of these angels. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. So these angels was had the word of God. They thought they might have a word of something else or word of death, but these angels have the word of life. The scripture says, perfect love cast out fear. They have the word of love, so it cast out their own fear. This is the message. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Good tidings of great joy, they said. This is great joy. Today in the city of David, Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, is born. It's not Christmas it's Christmas. Christmas. We can't be hiding behind the words of the world, but let the people know boldly who you serve. This is the report and prophecy from Isaiah, which is now fulfilled in this night he was born. Isaiah 7, 14, 9, 2, and 6 says, the people who walked in darkness have seen great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has seen great light. Therefore, himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. 9:6 says, for government shall be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This is God's grace and great love for man. When man messed up, put himself in darkness, God sends great peace, the light, joy, victory through Christ Jesus. The word is our healer. Do you have this report? In Isaiah 53, he grew up, we esteemed him stricken, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. He was bruised, chastised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we're healed. He knew our infirmities. He knew what we'll be going through. To be born in a stable, laid in a animal's trough where animals eat. So he understood throughout, from his birth to his death, what man, even what we go through, the worst thing you have gone through, whether it was a day or a year, 5 years, God understands. He understands our hurt and our pain. But you cast all your care upon him. I guarantee you, he will answer and he will come, whether it's at night or day. Paul recognized it at day, and that great light shined on him. But these shepherds had it at night, and still the glory shined that night upon them and upon the angels and surrounded them with peace. Peace on earth because Christ is here. There is no peace on earth without God. His Son, Jesus Christ, is no peace without the Holy Spirit. And there's no peace without the church. You do without all that, there is no peace. Thank God, his church is still here. God, goodwill, because if God be for us, goodwill, who would be against us? He promised to never, ever leave you or forsake you. That's goodwill. There's good news. For greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So many wonderful promises and gifts through the word of God has kept us and restore even our souls. We have a wonderful gift from God. It's not up under the tree. It's in you. No one else has recorded a birth like this one, wrapped in burial garment, put inside a feeding trough, his very own star, visited by wise men, bearing gifts catered just for him. A local shepherds with an enlightened message about angels visiting them. The shepherds believed the word of the angel and his host and went to see. They got up and went. We have the word right there where it says, go into all the world, preach. These shepherds, they didn't hesitate. They got up and went to go see and tell the Bethlehem that what they have seen. And what they have seen was real. It was true what the angel said. The manger, the clothes, where they were at, they all believed. And it was true. His word is true. He said he will come and it will happen. The prophet said he will come and it happened. He said he will come back and it will happen. So they started back and they saw They saw all the good things, all the wonderful things that they had, that they saw, that it was true. Have you ever been, has someone ever told you about a restaurant? And you went and you came back and said, oh man, you're right. It is good. Well, that's what these shepherds did. They saw, they gave the message, and they went back praising God. And said, it's true. Amen. He is, God is good. Yes. There is good tidings. And it wasn't about the baby itself, but all the things that the angel said, it was true. Yes. Everything actually really happened, what the angel said. A good shepherd is a good shepherd. The shepherds took their flock with them. That's a good shepherd. Jesus says, "You will, I will keep you. I will keep you. You are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture. And when the chief shepherd shall come, he will give you. Thank you, honey. He will give you. That's my help. That is my help." And when the chief shepherd comes, he will give you a crown of life. You will meet him in the clouds in the air. He will take you and you will be with him forevermore. That's a good shepherd. The shepherds are returning with the king's song in their head. Can you imagine what's in their heart? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. Oh, come all ye faithful. This call is for not just the faithful, but the holy as well. To come to God, you have to do a 180 and go in the right direction. Go to God. Yeah. You have to drop your lies and drop your stealing to come to the light. He's looking for faithful husbands being in the place where they should be. He's looking for faithful wives, sons and daughters. So we must be sober in this call. Oh, ye, come all ye faithful, is for those who are faithful. Be like the shepherds and run to the word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Father God, we thank you. Thank you. We thank you for your light. We thank you for your glorious word. We thank you, Lord, for your gift that of the Holy Spirit, that he is with us. And you didn't leave us comfortless. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit touch these lives today and that we praise you and glorify you as these shepherds have done. And not only that, we hide the word of God as Mary pondered these things in her heart. We ponder the word of God in our hearts. The darkest situation is to be separated from the very one that created you. That is the darkest situation. This prayer, I will pray for those who may not have made the public confession that Jesus is their Lord. And if you would, you repeat after me, and I would be the first to congratulate you into the kingdom of God.